Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Rasechet Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Bet Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, which is the end of Mishnah Zion. We've seen it in three sections here, dealing again with selling Yayin Nesech and what the proper procedure is. Now, Talta Mashpech, you took a funnel, and you poured out your wine into a flask of a non-Jew, and then you went with your wine using the same funnel and measured it to some Jew's flask. If there's any wine that's stuck in there that is clogging up the funnel, and then asur, then this wine that you pour into the next flask is also asur. We'll see why. Now, that seems to be an obvious statement, that if you pour from one kli into the next, into the goy's kli, then the one that you poured from is mutar, the one you poured into is asur. Now, we'll see how this whole thing plays out, but our focus in the Gemara, the entire Gemara here, is going to be on the question of nitzok. So let me clarify what nitzok is, although we've seen it once before in the Masechet. It's a Mishnah in Taharot. Nitzok, katafres, and mashket ofeach are not a chibur. That's the Mishnah that you see right at the beginning of the Gemara. No chibur lo tuma lo tahara. Nitzok means a stream of liquid. And the notion of nitzok being a chibur would mean that if there's a stream of liquid and whatever it touches at the bottom of the stream then is considered connected to the top of the stream. So for instance, if you have a kli that is tahor and you're pouring water and at the bottom of the stream it's getting into a kli that's tameh, if nitzok were chibur, then that means now the kli on top becomes tameh. We say that nitzok is not chibur, and this is a famous machloket that tzadokim. Katafres is a slope, same thing. And mashke tofeach just means something that's wet enough to create moisture. Ha'eshboran, on the other hand, eshboran, which is like, if say you had a field, and in it there were divots, and the divots were filled with water, and the water was connected over the divots from one divot to the next, then chibur l'tumah l'tahara, that's called chibur. Now, our entire focus is going to be on this next statement. Amar Rav Huna, nitzok katafres mashke tofeach, even though those three are not considered a chibur for tumah v'tahara, chibur le'inyan yayin nesach. They are considered a chibur, and therefore, if you take wine from a proper kli, kosher kli, and everything else, and pour it with a constant stream into a kli that has yayin nesach in the bottom, it's all connected, and your kli now is yayin nesach. That's what Rav Huna seems to be saying. I'm Rav Nachman Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman asked him, where did you get this halacha from? If you think it's from the Mishnah we just read, and you're reading it carefully, meaning the Mishnah went out of its way to mention for which things is not chibur for tumah v'tahara. So it is for yayin nesach, but then ema seifa, we're going to have a collision of implications. Ha'eshboran chibur l'tumah v'tahara. A slope is a chibur for tumah v'tahara. Sorry, the water in the puddles is considered chibur. So the tumah v'tahara huda havi chibur, al yinai nasach lo havi chibur. So it's only as if you're going to read that every time it says chibur l'tumah v'tahara. If you every time you mention tumah v'tahara, it means that yes yinai nasach no. Then the seifa is going to turn you inside out. You can't get anything from that Mishnah. So maybe Rav Huna got it from somewhere else. No, not Talta Mashpech, so our Mishnah. Now the first part of our Mishnah says that if there is akavat yayin, meaning if there is wine that's clogged up in the funnel, then it's asur. How did that akavat yayin get asur? How did that clogged wine up at the funnel get asur? La benitzok, isn't it because when you poured it into the non-Jew's flask, it was connected via nitzok, and therefore the clogged stuff on top, now because it infected, as it were? So the answer is no. Tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya learned in about our case, shepchasto tzlochito. We're talking about a case where the flask that the non-Jew held was pushed up against your funnel, and therefore, it actually touched it. But if it was really just a stream in the air, then what did the din? Lo! Then it would not be tamei. It would not be asur. Well, if that's the case, then tifshot and nitzok eno chibur. That should be able to directly refute Rav Huna and say nitzok is not a chibur for yayin nesach. So we say no. Lo pchastot tzlochito tifshot lachado asur. If the tzlochit is really pushing up against the funnel, then of course it's asur. Nitzok tiboy, and nitzok is still a question. You can't infer from that. Rav Chiya said pchastot tzlochito to make sure that it was something that we all agreed on, but nitzok is still a question. So let's see where Rav Huna got it from. Toshma. The second part of our Mishnah. Mutar. So the one that you poured from is mutar, meaning what's in the top kli is mutar. Had beni beni asur. So obviously what's in the stream in between them is asur, if you're going to infer from there. Shma minan nitzok chibur. So you say nitzok works. But if nitzok works, then even what's in the top kli should be asur, not just in the stream in the middle. So halokasha to come miktaf katufi. No, it could be a case where he's throwing them all in spurts. There's no consistent stream. He throws a spurt, and so you think if he throws a spurt, then by the time the bottom of the spurt gets into the lower kli, it's not connected anymore because it's out of the top kli. And you keep doing it in spurts, then there won't be a chibur. Okay, so we don't know about nitzok. So mikom akom nitzok chibur, but nonetheless, nitzok is chibur because the stuff in the middle, we say that the stream in the middle is asur. So, but again, we're going to look at the seifa, and it's going to turn into seifa. Tamech emal seifa, look at the end of the Mishnah. At she'ira l'tocho hu asur. It's only the kli that you poured into that's asur. Had the beni beni shari, so obviously what's in the middle is mutar. In other words, by implication, if you say the stuff is on top is mutar, that means the stuff in the middle is asur. But if you say the stuff on the bottom is asur, that means the stuff on top is mutar. Again, you can't infer anything from here. Toshma, let's see this. If you pour from a barrel into a bore with a constant stream, whatever comes out below the lip of the chavit, which is now turned upside down, is asur. So you see there that nitzok chibur, because it's going into the goy's bor, and the stuff on top is now asur. Not tirgum rav sheshi, but we call him hamiare. We're to hear that he said that case is where a non-Jew is the one pouring it. Ta'ati mikocho, the whole reason it's asur is not because of what it hits on the bottom, but because anything coming out of the barrel itself is coming mikoach of the goy. So if that's the case, that the non-Jew is pouring it, then even the stuff in the barrel should be asur. And what did the Braita say? Only the stuff that went out of the barrel is asur. The answer is koach tovid kochav min darabanan hu da'asir. Koach itself is darabanan. He didn't touch it. The fact that it's his energy or his strength that's turning it out and getting it to go, that's a darabanan. How did nafik lebraigaz darabanan? So the darabanan only is affected their gezera on things that are actually left the barrel. Hahudalikvai, but stuff that's still inside the barrel, look, goes right bottom. They didn't extend the gzera there. Okay, Amadu Rav Chista Lahanu Savita. Now we see how, in practice, some of the Chachmei Bavel ruled in this case about pouring. Rav Chista said Lahanu Savata, so the guys who were pouring wine, who were selling wine, Ki Chaylitu Chamalov Dikochavim, if you're pouring out wine to non-Jews, Katafe Katufe. Then what you should do is send it in spurts like that. So you'd never have a stream that is at one point still in your barrel and still in his and also in his flask. Inami naftsi defutsi, or else shoot the whole thing off at once. Again, so there's no stream. So that means that they were concerned about Rav Huna's opinion. Amalu Rav Alahanu Shfuchai. Rav also told the guys who were selling, Kishafchitu Chamer, when you pour out wine, make sure you don't have a non-Jew who's coming to help you. Why? Dilma Mishtalitu, maybe you'll forget, Shaditu Le'elai, and you'll have him hold the barrel. Ka'ati Mikochav Aser, and then the wine's coming out from his koach, and it's Asur. Okay? Ahu Gavra Da'asik Chamer Begishta Vat Gishta. Gishta Vat Gishta seems to be a system where they could sort of siphon wine out through some sort of a straw device. So there was a guy who was getting wine out of a barrel that way. This guy came along and put his hand on the straw. Aser Rava Lekulei Chamer. Rava said, all the wine's aser. Papa Le Rava. So Papa asked him, V'ika V'amrila Rav Adav Amat Le Rava V'amrila, sorry, V'amrila Rav Adav Amat Le Rava V'amrila Ravina Le Rava. So one of Rava's students said to him, B'mai, why is it aser? B'nitzok? because of nitzok, because he's touching on top and the wine's underneath. Shan mina nitzok chibor. That sounds like you're taking the position that nitzok chibor, and you're ruling like Rav Huna here. Shani hatam dekule, but Rav Huna's ruling was still up in question. Shani hatam dekule chamra gishta bar gishta gari. Rava said it's different because in this case, all the wine is drawn up through these straws, so it's all connected to them. Amar Arazutra Bereder of Nachman, Knish Kanin Shari. Knish Kanin is, if you have a flask with a bunch of straws stuck into it, and people drink at the same time from this wine, you're allowed to drink while the guy's drinking from the same thing. But that's only if you stop drinking before he does. But if he stops first, then it's also why, because whatever he sucked up, when he stops, it's going to go back down, and then you're drinking it. Rav Huna ikol the Beirav Reshkaluta. There's two versions of the story. He came to the Reshkaluta's house. Shari lehu lemishta bekenishkenin. He issued a psak that said they are allowed to drink via these kenishkenin. He could amri. The other version was Rabba Barav Rav Huna gufe ishta bekenishkenin, or else he himself actually did it while there was a goy also drinking from them. Okay, we'll pause at this point. Pick it up with Mishnah Chet in the next shiur. In the meantime, I want to wish everybody a wonderful day.